I would like to welcome everyone to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. I'm your host, Marsha Lyles, and I really love doing this because I have so many talented, creative visionaries that join me on my show. And today I have the pleasure and the honor of welcoming one of our own, Chicago's own, Shites Love. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And then also joining him, I have Mr. Edward Williams. Thank you for joining me. And a lot of you guys may be familiar with him, but we'll talk about that here shortly. And then also, it's not over. You know, the ladies had to represent. It couldn't just be all about the men today.
So we edges. And she got edges. Come on.
And she has edges. You know what? We're going to talk about that too later. Now that you mentioned the edges. Miss Leosha Wallace, thank you for joining me here on Shypedia Podcast. And welcome to the WGN Skyline Studios. We get the chance of looking outside the window. It's very beautiful today. Yes. You know, I always have to mention what the weather is or what it's looking like. And, you know, it just inspires us. It's just really nice. But today what we're here to talk about is Shites Love. He has a new film coming out. It's a short film. It's two features.
It is.
It's two features, and it's a film. And it's going to be airing. Well, the premiere is actually tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
So this is a huge, exciting thing.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. This is a huge, exciting thing.
Come on now.
We live.
Come
on. Hey. Oh, look. It's about to go down.
Check my energy.
Come on, somebody.
Look.
I didn't even know.
Let me repeat myself. This is an exciting thing.
This is very exciting. Y'all ready? Because I'm ready.
Come on now.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Edward over there, he can hear himself now. Turn my mic up. Can you hear yourself now?
I can hear myself
okay,
now.
Okay.
So just before we move forward, Edward Wim.
The third. You know, I'm in her house, so I didn't want to correct her just right away.
No. I'm glad you did that.
Just right away.
Right away.
He was going to do it.
I was going to do it. I was just waiting.
That third, though.
Waiting for the moment.
Third.
Yeah. Let's be clear. This is Edward William III.
Three eyes at the end.
Come on.
Right. Come on.
Let him know.
And so we've seen him in a few places, actually. He's been on The Shy. He's actually on The Shy.
The South Side. Look, but you can speak that thing. I'm on hold for the shot
okay,
right now.
Okay, the South Side.
Speaking into
the
existence.
South Side. Comedy Central, you know, South Side.
And the reason why he's on Comedy Central, see, I did a little bit of background check on him.
Uh-oh.
You know, he's a comedian as well.
At heart.
That's what he likes.
Definitely at heart.
That's where he started.
That's where I started.
Okay, and we've seen you on Chicago PD. He's been on a few. Well, that's one of the few Dick Wolf shows that
Chicago
he's been.
Uh huh.
So he's definitely been doing his thing. I won't say that he was a Chicago original, but he's family now because he moved out here.
Really did do her research.
In his teen years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I ain't gonna keep going. But then we have Leosha here with she has her edges.
I got my edges a little bit of it. Yeah, y'all already know.
But however, her hair is gorgeous.
Thank you.
And it's natural.
Thank you.
And she has the Bantu knots.
Bantu, yes,
Bantu.
Ma'am.
Bantu. And then we were talking about this gorgeous top that she has going on.
Oh, this is from Akira.
You know, Akira. Oh my gosh, hold up.
Free advertising.
You know, that's free advertisement. They're going to have they need to send her a check.
They need to pay me. They need to pay me, run me my cash.
Akira, cut the check.
Thank you.
Cut the check, Akira.
While I'm breaking neck.
Okay, Akira. And Leosha, this is your first acting debut?
No, I actually was in Chirac.
Chirac?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let them know.
Okay.
I was in Chirac, and before that, I actually went to the Chicago Actor Studio.
Uh-huh.
I've been acting a butt all my life, so I'm just like, let me give real acting a try.
Okay.
So I went there, and I, took the program and stuff like that, and it was pretty cool. Like, every time I watch a movie, I'd be like, the climax is coming. It's coming. I see it.
Yeah, and
it's
yeah.
So this is like, he's just so amazing. He's pretty much pushing me out there more because Edward III, he's already out there, but me, I'm just now putting myself out there. And he's just helping me, so I really appreciate him.
Mr. Love.
Mr. Love.
Help the real
Mr.
ones.
Mr. Love. Help the real ones. Mr. Love.
The collaboration is beautiful.
It is. It's amazing. It is.
Okay. And you're from the South Side of Chicago.
I am from the South Side of Chicago. No Comedy Central, but I'm from the South Side.
South Side.
But we're going to speak that into existence for yourself as well.
Come
you know, there's
on,
so much going on. It's so. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities, and all you have is time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So starting out with Chice. Shice. I don't know why I keep wanting to put the shy in there, you know? Am I saying this right?
So I was in New York, and I was around a couple of creatives, and they was like, man, where are you from? I love your accent. I love your energy. And I was like, Chicago. And they was like, oh, man, you're the shyest person I know.
The shyest person.
So it's stuck. That's my name, Shice Love.
Shice Love.
That's so sweet. Isn't that it?
Well, you know, for me, I wasn't actually blessed with my own name. The name was given to me from my father, and I found out it wasn't his name either.
You said what? What?
It's my grandfather's name.
Well, you know what? At least you're doing your justice, okay? You know, a lot of times people don't like to name their kids after them because, you know, they mess it up sometimes. But you're actually doing some wonderful things.
Lineage.
Uh-huh. So, Shice, is this your first film?
To this magnitude, yes. I've done, you know, PSAs, I've done commercials, I've done stuff like that. But to this magnitude where you write the script, you hire the cast, you do location scout, and you produce it, you co-edit and all that. Yeah, to this magnitude, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you went to school for this?
I have a certificate in it. I wouldn't say I went to school for it. It kind of just fell in my lap.
Really? This has always been an interest of yours, though.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I just see the world a little bit differently than other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to CVS on the South Side.
Okay.
And CVS, Chicago Vocational School, and they had majors there. And for some reason, I just love architecture.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, oh, I want to do architecture. But then when we started to do math, I was like, nah, that's not for me. Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's why I took up radio, TV.
I don't like this math. But my second choice in picking a major was radio, TV. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to be there, and my teacher, Roger Badish, like, he just took me under his wing and, you know, basically helped me bring everything that I think to life.
Yes, and shout out to Roger. He works here at WGN.
Roger Badish. So I used to do a skit on CSU, Chicago State University Radio, and I used to bring him on the show fakely. I used to be like, Roger, bad itch.
So, okay.
Like, every time he comes on, it's me impersonating him, but like, he'll be talking, but he'll be itching as he's talking to me. So, like, he liked this gift, but he was like, could you not bring me on anymore? But yeah, it's all good. It's all
okay.
Good.
And so this is your first one. And the name of this short film, double feature, is Inside Eye, You See the Man's Perspective. And then from the only way, it's Side Eye, Only Way.
Yes.
And then so from the only way, you see the woman's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
That's really dope. I love that idea.
Do you remember like, it's this thing where like, I was growing up and I used to love watching music videos, and I used to be like, why is Ronald Isley trying to kill R. Kelly? Like, it was so real to me. Like, back then it was so real. I didn't know the difference of what was real and what wasn't. You know, you see all these different, you know, movie type videos. And so I was just so intrigued with them. And so that's kind of where I went with this one. Is like, it's not just a short film of a double premiere. It's more like a music experience short film, both perspectives, plot twist. As soon as you think you know what's going on, you like, wait a minute, what just happened? Like, it's so much that's going on. Double standard. Literally, it's going to be the first 10 seconds, you're going to be like, stop it. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be people that relate to it. It's going to be people that dislike it. It's going to be people that love it. For me, it's just to start the conversation, you know, because we don't talk enough.
Yeah.
So to start the conversation about relationships and healing and marriage and, you know, all these different things.
And so you're gonna touch on those topics.
I'm gonna touch on them, and I'm not gonna shy away from them.
I know that's right.
Ooh.
I'm going in.
Shameless plug.
Not gonna shy away from them. Shice is not gonna.
Come on,
Shice.
Now.
Shace is not going to shy away from it.
Not at all.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited. You know, I do want to hear more details about what to expect. Leosha, what is your part in this film?
So I'm pretty much, I'm the girl on the train. And I'm just minding my business, reading, oh my goodness, what am I reading?
You are reading Awkward Black Girl by Issa Rae. Had to plug her. I was like, I love her
Issa Rae is amazing. Like, I love that lady.
Issa, we love you.
I was really reading the book on the train.
Was. She didn't want to give it back to me. I'm like, can I have my book?
Right? I'm just like, come on, let me borrow it. I'm going to read it. I'm going to give it right back. You know me. I was not going to return it. So he knew what to do.
Hey, just wasn't looking good that day, so I didn't trust her.
And I'm just sitting on a train, and, you know, he approaches me and things like that. Then we go to
the
who approaches you?
Oh, Edward
there you
the
go.
Third.
Edward
I'm sorry.
The third.
Okay. Look,
he got on the train looking suave with the briefcase and the, you know what I'm talking about? Haircut looking. I'm talking about, look, I almost hollered at him. I don't even like him. You know what I'm talking about? I was like, he looking good today. You feel me?
Shout out to my barbers.
You know what I mean? Shout the barber out. I'm like, goodness, killing it.
Okay, so Edward the third.
Yes.
In your role, I mean, what are you doing? What's happening here? I'm trying to you know, put the pieces to this puzzle together.
So I play the leading man, and pretty much a lot of men are in that predicament where you've been hurt by a woman, so it's hard to trust again. Even if you still make that commitment, it's crazy because I'm also a Ray Charles impersonator, and I'm working on doing bringing Ray to Broadway. And so doing the research on Ray, even though he was married to, we all know, B, he still had this appetite for the women only because he had been hurt. Mm-hmm. And so he loved her, but at the same time, he still had these issues that weren't resolved. So it created this appetite for other women. Mm-hmm. So as me being a man, you know, and it's crazy because, I mean, this goes all the way back to biblical days. You know, any man, the biggest problem was a woman or, you know, having multiple women.
Drop them scriptures.
So, you know, I kind of make my way home, but I keep running into, you know, women that I'm attracted to. So you look at me, you know, not giving a lot away, but you look at me like, wow, this dude a dog, you know. And then, you know.
Okay, so now I'm filling it out now. All right, so you have trust issues.
Right.
But then you a player as well. So from the female perspective, or the point of view, I'm sorry, you're like, all right, you know, you playing me. So what you expect me? I have trust issues as well.
True.
That's the thing. He never acts on them. So it's like he likes the thrill of the chase. But he never captures.
Who said that best? Look, and right, and all the women kind of was like, I know what she talking about. Steph Curry's, his wife. So it's like that. She likes the attention of men.
Well,
but she don't
want to
be, you know what I mean? Like, you can't have me, but.
You can wear your word. Okay, here we go. From a female's point of view, all right, because I didn't take that from, you know, with Aisha. I didn't take that. It's just, you know, it's like you want to be noticed. It's, okay, you want people to admire your look, or, you know, even though you're married, of course. Well, I think a woman can be more faithful than a man, but see, here we go.
Let me just say this.
Marsha Edge is getting a little light over there.
And I totally
ain't look, stick no more.
I totally understand what she was saying. What I'm saying is this: like a woman, you know, she came out here like Lee, came out here looking all good. She was, you know, it's like
Gourd, G-O-U-D, Gourd.
Well, thank you.
Come on.
You know, if no one complimented her, it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But even still, like with me, look, I'm trying to tell y'all, like my dude Donovan say, hey, somebody had to see me. Yesterday I got this haircut. I had to go live right away. Look, you know what I'm saying? If nobody tell
I'm
me I look
outside.
Good, I know I look good. But at the same time, you would like to feel that,
yes,
whether if you're in a relationship or not, like, hey, girl, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, no, thank you, but still. But also women take it too far because, like me, I'll grab the door. I'm a gentleman at heart. I open the door. What you doing? Opening the door for you. Nobody wants to stay. Nobody trying to holler at you. Keep it moving.
I guess, you know, women.
Is it Chicago women or is it Cali women?
Right, that's it depends.
All women.
It all depends. No, definitely it all depends.
It does.
It's all women.
It depends on where a woman is.
I was born in Atlanta.
You
moved to San Diego.
I didn't say nothing to you. I said, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir.
It depends on, it's a lot of things
to consider.
And then it depends on the woman, you know. I don't think that I'm that type of woman. If a man holds the door open for me, then I'm just instantly thinking, oh, he's about to try to holler at, you know.
I got you.
Yeah, but, I mean, but what about if, excuse me, miss. You tell me you walking down the street, Chicago. Somebody be like, "Excuse me, miss."
What you gonna say after "Excuse me, miss"? After you don't know
because
right.
some
got your attention.
No, because some of them y'all turn around, y'all be. Like, never mind, man.
No.
I'll find the WGN building on my own. Like,
she'd be extra lost.
Like, never mind, ma'am. You know what? I was just trying to figure out how to get up on.
That's not
up
me,
a ladder.
Though. That's not me. I at least try to see what you know.
What you want?
Now. Let me. I would love to ask you all's opinion on this, ladies. To me, and you can chime in too, Edward the Third.
Thank you.
To me. Women subconsciously, indirectly are taught to not trust men. Let me tell you why. One, growing up, don't talk to strangers. That's one. So that's embedded in you. Two, when you start to become 11 or 12, you start developing certain things through puberty. Now, every guy that you see is looking at you. So now you subconsciously cutting people off. So not only do you not talk to strangers, now you don't talk to everybody who is trying to get something from you. You could be 12 years old and guys just slowly driving by you like, okay, no, people walking by you, older men, younger men, it doesn't even matter. So now, and then from there, you start to, you know, date in high school, this and this and this. So like all your relationships came through either work or school. So it's like, okay, when you get older, now you say, okay, you don't talk to me in school because I'm focused. Don't talk to me at work because this ain't the workplace. And then you don't go out, you go right home. So then you say, well, God, why you ain't seen me a man? One, you don't go home. Two, you don't trust men subconsciously. You don't know why. Three, you asking God to bless you, and you probably called him a friend because he wearing Rockaway. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Because he wearing what?
You have something to say.
I have something to say.
So break that down. Not all people. You know, slowly you go through relationships. You say, okay, God, I'm going to open up a little bit. So. Slowly branch off. I'm trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm. First of all, thank you.
Oh, okay.
You went from childhood.
See, that was the male's perspective.
Right. Yeah. I'm saying, like, you broke it down. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And that is true. Like, we are by default taught not to trust people. You know, strangers. Not just men, but men and women. Because women can be creepy to younger women as well.
Okay.
But the thing is, if you're not... See, this is my thing. You have 100% of my trust off back. Like, if I don't know you, have 100% of my trust.
Right.
I don't know
that's
you.
That's called
done
benefit of doubt.
Precisely. Okay. You haven't done anything to me. Until you bring it down, you know what I'm saying, or bring the trust down, that's on you. But I wouldn't go as far as that. Go that deep. Mm-hmm. When you get older, you have your own mentality. You have your own mind. So if you continue to think how you were raised, I mean...
Yeah,
you have to change. You are your own person. You know what I'm saying? You control your own thoughts. You control your own emotions. So if you still have this, I can't talk to this stranger. You 32 years old. You can't talk to this stranger, but you like this stranger. You better go talk to that stranger. Because me, I'm a step. Hello, hey sir, how you doing? Oh, I'm a step.
See, but you a diamond in the rough.
I'm a step,
right? Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
She a unicorn.
Unicorn. Ain't that mean a unicorn?
Yeah, man.
Well, I just have to say, you know, every woman isn't like that. I would say it's time and experience. Mm-hmm. You know, with time, you know, dealing with certain relationships, it can, when a woman's fed up, you know,
when
those types.
Okay.
Right. You know, and I believe that's where we start to lose trust with time. Mm-hmm. You know, we're taught not to trust strangers and talk to strangers, but you know, throughout our growing years, and you know, the hormones get to going. Come he over on, there looking man. Like Kevin Hart. I'm sorry, I had to say that.
Man,
you
know? Did I get that
on live? Did I get that on live?
Because Queenie,
Kevin.
They just said, no, everybody keeps saying, I don't look like Kevin.
Look like
he
Kevin Hart.
He's just a little bit taller than him.
You just a little bit taller.
I look like 50 Cent.
You just a little bit taller. Version of Kevin
I look like 50.
Just a little bit taller.
I look like Curtis 50 Cent. I like 50.
You do got Kevin
Hart.
You do got Kevin haircut though. You do.
I look like 50 Cent.
You look like Curtis.
Yeah.
I mean, the tub film was
Curtis
really
Hart.
Okay, Edward the Third. What were you about to say?
No, I was gonna say this because see, we always talk about how women got trust issues and blah 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 and blah blah blah.
Blah.
But no one ever takes that in a man's perspective. Here's the thing. That's why when I read, you know, the treatment for Shice's project, I was like, "Dawg, this is dope. This is dope," because I love things where it leaves that conversation, or you don't know what side to choose. And when a woman really sees, like, "Oh snap, I have been guilty of that." Mm-hmm. We never sit back and look. I'm divorced. You know, and so I'm the one that filed for the divorce. And the first thing people said was, "What did you do?" Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
That's what I asked him. I sure asked him too.
When he
told me he was divorced, I'm like, "What you do?"
Exactly. Like, you see what I'm saying? So right. It's never men are not taught how to deal with hurt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So what happens is you get this good man who, and not always, you know, there's case by case, but I'm speaking from a transparent place. Mm-hmm. You get this good man, and the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. Mm-hmm. So you have this good man treating these women right. But see, women always say, "Oh, I want a good man. I want a good man." But she's not preparing herself to be a good woman. So when she gets the good man, she self-sabotages. Mm. Because it's too good to be true. Mm. He's too good to be true.
Can't be real.
Can't be real. He must be doing something. Mm-mm. It's something going on. And I've heard these words before. And you know what? You know, in my mind, coming up, like, wow. And I look at my homies, and I say, these girls are nuts over these dudes. And if they only knew. So I'm like, I guess I got to be a dog to get a woman to treat me the way I need to be treated.
Bro, I saw a meme that said Chicago women compliment nice looking guys. They say, "You a HOE."
Yeah, you look like a yeah.
That's how they come. They don't say, "Oh my God, you look so nice. Why are you so handsome?" He's like, "You a H. You a H."
Wow. You know, and so then
you look too good to be single. Right. And faithful? No.
But then yeah. Or why you single? Something must be wrong with him.
Something must be wrong with him.
How about like somebody came up to me the other day and I was just like, "I'm a bad bee."
Oh.
I'm a bad.
Why? Because most of the beautiful women are not approached. People, you don't get like all the, like if a girl look too good, dudes don't approach her. So she's never been approached. Mm-hmm. So them the one you think like, "Ah, she stuck up or she this or she that." Yep. No.
I get that. Yep.
Now this the funny part. I only, because I'm divorced too and I filed, but I only, like, if I'm approaching a woman to talk to her, I only talk to a woman and approach her when I'm not lined up and I'm not looking my best per se. And the reason why is because I want my personality to shine.
Yeah. Mm.
So if I can get my personality to shine and get to know you and see you, then when I get lined up, he's going to be like, "Oh, he look like, okay, wait a minute now."
And from a woman's point of view, I could say if a guy approached me on one of my bad days, I think like, okay, well, he might be a decent person because he can see me outside of the makeup and all that, you know. And he ain't bad looking, so.
Yeah, I'm saying, come on now.
It's really not about the looks, though.
It's not about the looks, no.
Like, you can be beautiful. Like, you can be a 20.
Yeah.
20. If your attitude is crappy, I've been saying this since I used to have an attitude problem. And
used to?
I grew up.
Yes. Used to.
Yes. Used to. Used to have an attitude.
Oh,
I can control.
You got better.
Okay. Yes, I've gotten better. Okay.
I heard about you.
And people, "Oh, she bad. And people didn't want to come around me and stuff like that because your attitude.
Yeah.
Then when I found out who I am and found myself and I became more transparent and open and loving. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't you bring it down. You bring it down. You bring it down.
Just more approachable.
Exactly. Yeah. Different people started approaching me.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't, "Hey, shawty in the red." You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, men started approaching me how... pretty much how I treat myself.
Yeah,
how
people, you're right.
People see that you respect yourself, and I'm like, "Oh, dang, I like her. I can see how I'm going to approach her." And I'm not going to approach her like, "Hey, shawty," or stuff like that, because dudes done switched it up for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, hood guys done switched it up on how they came to me just about how they see me. Even though on a bummy day, just you can tell when somebody respects
you. Yeah, it's that energy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that Erykah Badu.
Yeah, I got that Baduism.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that Baduism.
Mm-hmm, that Baduism.
Yeah. And she drink cranberry juice.
Queen.
And pineapples.
Now, I done dated some ugly girls with some good personalities.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't never took them out, but.
Come on, now. Come
she
on,
got the
now.
Best conversation. You know,
they got to eat, too. But
they got to eat, too.
We order in.
Uber Eats.
I got a question for all of y'all, though.
And see, you talking about order in. Now she think it's all about a booty call. See?
See, that's what you do. You don't even touch her for the first few months.
I love playing. I play games.
Give me some.
I make games. I don't play. I'm manufactured.
No. You don't touch her. Listen to me.
Then
when you get in bed with her, when she's comfortable, right? Then you like slowly, like, you know what I'm saying? You do, you know, but you don't really. And so she's like, "Oh, night he didn't touch me."
Yep.
Usually guys he didn't even. And so now she's confused.
Yep.
Now she confused. Now oh, she got questions.
Yep.
Now she want to text me at 7 in the morning and send me memes. Good morning, handsome. How are you?
Right, right. Flip the script on them. Oh, I've done that. I've done that. I'll be like, you're not coming to my house? We just met. Can we meet in the public place? Oh, I switch it up.
I don't move that fast. Excuse yeah. me?
Slow down.
Slow down. Relax.
You only do that for ugly girls?
No, I do it for fine girls, too.
Oh, okay. You gotta do it for fine games. Girls. Because fine girls don't like to be told
why
no.
Why y'all gotta play games?
Fine girls because do not like to be told no
games,
at all.
But here's the thing. It's the double standard because you think that I'm supposed to do everything or that, like, you want me to... like do all this and then shut me down. Now let me shut you down a couple of times.
It's not that we play games. We are strategic.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's all. Hey, y'all gotta understand. Strategic. Y'all gotta love y'allself too.
But see,
love y'allself.
Here's the thing.
Y'all get.
Yeah. I mean, so
and
what
I'm
is
not
your,
thirsty.
What are,
I'm not
what is
thirsty.
Your goal now? Are you looking to be in a stable, long-term relationship? You know, because we, from experience, like you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. this doing the same thing is going to give you the same results.
Yeah.
You can't expect change doing the same.
No, it's not. It's not doing the same thing. It's just that because you expect, or like, let's say this woman expect the guy to just want to get in her drawers. Mm. I show you that I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Mm, okay.
I resist the urge.
Okay.
Yes.
Because as a man,
very
you know
good.
What I'm saying?
So you go with the 5-month plan.
No, that's I don't.
Goodness gracious, 5 months.
Yeah, I'll go out.
Three.
Nah, I mean, I'll play around.
I go off
weeks.
Energy. I go off energy. And the reason why is because my schedule might be too busy.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a
me
woman
too,
say,
yeah.
You're too busy. You're not for me. Because you got to understand, certain people want you to want a man to come home at 5 o'clock and to cook for him to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I might have a 2 a.m. meeting because my gang Callie just get out. And he need to call me about something for music or film. So it's like everybody can't handle that lifestyle. Yeah. But to answer your question, I was looking.
Mm-hmm.
I switched it to attracting. So
okay.
I'm just going to work on me
and
be the best version of myself to be ready for the attraction, for me to meet the right person, for me to meet the
and
to attract
the
right
pray.
Person.
We're going to pray for that person,
come on now.
Too.
We gonna.
So the next question is, with this film, are we going to find a resolution?
Ooh. It's a cliffhanger.
That's a good question.
That's
are
a good
we gonna
one.
Find a resolution?
That's a good one because when I've shown a few people, I've shown like maybe like four or five people. When I've shown 4 or 5 people the music experience / short film, they've all said, "So, are you gonna like pitch this to like do a real film? Are you gonna extend it longer? Or are you gonna do a series? Because I need more." They've all said I need more. I need to understand more. Like I'm engaged. You got my attention.
Hmm.
What's next?
Okay, so that's the question.
So that's the question.
Are you what are your plans after this?
I'm still at the table. I was just talking to my leads, Aisha, who's not here. Aisha,
yes.
Shout you out.
Aisha,
talking to
and
them.
He's talking about Aisha Rochelle.
Right, Aisha Rochelle. Mm-hmm. Yes, we shouted you out, sweetie. But we were sitting down at 92.3 Studios in Hammett, and we were just like, you know what, let's come to the table with, once this is over, how are we going to move forward? Because my idea was to pitch the scripts and sell them. But just like this, I'm not a person to wait for a person to discover me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go get
put
it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go invest. Yeah. I'm going to go do what I got to do. And so for me, it's just like, yeah, I can pitch it and do that, but I can also put my money where my mouth is and just do it.
Right, and I like that you, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So.
You know, and I do see here in your bio, you said that you're just a kid from the South Side, no longer waiting to be discovered.
Mm-hmm. I love
and,
that.
And you're creating your own opportunities. You're not just sitting down waiting for somebody to hand you a job or help you out. You're making it happen, and you're not only doing that, but you're creating opportunities for other people.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And that's the goal. A post I did a couple of days ago, I just said, if you have a book, if you have a story, if it's a story in your family that has been swept under a rug to where you can't talk about it. You know, maybe your uncle did something, maybe your auntie did something, maybe that's not his real father, whatever. Come to the premiere. Tell me these stories. Let's set up a consultation. Let's do something because our stories need to be told.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like some people in Hollywood or some people who write scripts don't know how to tell our stories, and we have to tell our stories. And so I was like, you know, come to the premiere, especially those who have books. Like, if you're an author and you got this amazing book, let's turn it into a movie. You know, if you it's funny because I casted Edward Wim III before I knew his entire story of being divorced, this and this and that. And we have very good similarities. And so it's just interesting because he fit the character literally to a T.
Wow.
And so it's just like, again, it wasn't that I was finding him, I attracted him.
Yeah. Mm. That's that energy, man.
You know what I mean? You like, know? Literally, yeah. I put into the universe, I need somebody to do this part. Mm-hmm. You know, not only who can just act, but at some point, who not even acting, they just on camera.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So for me, it's just like putting us in a position where somebody can see Leosha and be like, you know what, I need her to not only model, but I need her in my next script. I need her to somebody see him. Like I told Edward and I told Hey Aisha, I said, I have your own personal videographer just walking around with you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because I need people to be like, who's that? Who's that?
Wow.
Who? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to be like,
yeah.
I need that. Because I want people to be like, whoa, they doing it. Bit. Bro, how you on WGN, bro? How you on this? How you on, like, because we speak things into existence. Yeah. We put our money where our mouth is and we work.
It manifests from there.
No, it's people on our team who are staying in cars. It's people on our team who don't have money. It's people on our team who not eating today.
Yes.
But they literally smiling and they working.
Yep, make you happy.
Hello.
Yes. They working and they smiling.
And so you're telling people out there that if they have a book or a story that they would like to share, you know, and possibly have it turn into like a short film.
Let's do it.
That's so
hit you
great.
Up.
That's so
let's great. Tell our stories. Not necessarily. I'm not one to get in the way of it. So we can say, hey, you wrote it, whatever. But I want to tell our stories. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get in the way of the music. I don't want to get in the way of the film. I want our stories to be told the right way and put on the big scale.
And that's why I like to talk about a lot of times about why it's important to have Blacks working in the film industry. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, our stories need to be told.
Absolutely.
And there's so many, you know, jobs behind the scenes that need to be filmed. You know, you have the makeup, you know, no one else can put our makeup on or clothe us or
I got my own. I keep my own makeup. Seriously. Oh, no.
He was in the bathroom. We was like, can you get out the bathroom, Edward? Like, he was like, bro, give me a second, bro. Yeah.
I gotta put my makeup on.
He's putting his makeup on.
I learned that early.
He was doing his nails and I was like, bro, I'm on set learning how things work. Like it was a point where it was, I think it was the first day of shoot, it was like maybe 10, 15 people, you know, extras, cast, audio, lighting, all these people. And, excuse me, shout out my director though, Josh. I apologize.
Shout out Josh.
Yeah. He couldn't be here, but we had to shout you out, man. We love you, bro. But I was on set and Josh walked up to me. He was like, so what we eating? What you mean what we eating, bro? He was like, what we eating? He was like,
you gotta feed it.
You have to feed the cats.
You in charge. I was like, oh, okay, y'all eat pizza? He was like, nah, we don't want pizza. I was like, all right, Chinese food it is. So for me, it was just like being in a situation where I'm still learning.
Yeah.
And I'm learning, you know, be able to let them, like, he is not only an actor and does so many more things, but he also is an acting coach.
Absolutely.
So I had somebody who was more on the model side than acting. Mm-hmm. And he put me to the side. He was like, Randy, you know, I love you, bro. Yeah, if you needed an actress, you should have just told me, bro. I know people. He was like, but I'm gonna pull her to the side. I'm gonna coach her on how to do this scene because she really don't know what she's doing. And I had to respect that. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate him for that. But really just being on the set where I'm learning as much as I'm in charge.
Yes.
And bridging that gap.
You know,
I'm not like, oh, I'm in charge. Like, no, bro, I'm learning and I want to be able to, you know, take our, you know. So
it was so fun. Really, it was so fun. Yes. We was on a live train, like hopping on and off
it
trains.
It was so doggone fun.
But that scene.
Well, you know, I would truly hope that you would, you know, continue on with this.
Yeah.
After seeing the film, I know I'm going to love it and I'm going to need some more. Like, I'm sure I'm going to have the same feelings.
Wait, so are you coming to the premiere?
Yeah.
Come on. Bring them edges, girl.
One night only. Side eye only way. That's one night only. It
Absolutely.
Premieres August the 29th. That's Thursday. That's tomorrow.
So the birth,
at the Harper Theater.
The birth of my film.
Yes. The birth.
Is whose birthday ever?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson's birthday.
Oh, man.
Birthday.
You know I'm from Gary,
there.
Indiana, too, right?
I went to school in Gary.
Where?
I went to Roosevelt and Westside.
No, you didn't.
2-5. Yes.
No, you did. What year did you come out?
Hey. Well, I didn't come out from out there.
He's Indiana. So y'all some Indiana?
Talking about, I ain't no Indiana. I ain't no Indiana. I'm just cultured. I'm cultured. I'm from everywhere.
Wow.
I'm a chameleon.
Wow.
I'm a chameleon.
That's
a whole other story.
First he was Kevin Hart. Now he a chameleon. He's a switcher.
Hey, you know what? But he has a nickname. It's called Bookum. And he's doing his thing. You know.
Absolutely. You threw it in the atmosphere. Look, hey, y'all hear me right now. So I'm literally, I'm on hold. The Shy is playing games with me. I'm on hold. I've been on hold, and they started shooting.
I don't know why. I just saw your face on the Shy.
The lady downstairs, when I came up, I kid you not, I walked up to the security lady downstairs, and she said, "Are you on the Shy?" I say, "No, I'm from the South Side." She started laughing. I say, "No, I'm from the South Side. Comedy Central." She's like, literally, I walked in, then you said it. So, hey, yep. Michelle, if you listening, tell them to stop playing and send that contract over so we can get on here and get on here. Because I'm on hold right now. They have me on hold for the Shy.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that. And Leosha, what's coming up next for you?
Oh, I have some dope things coming up. So I just exposed my hidden talent. I'm a massage therapist. Mm. Okay, I got my license and nothing like that. But
my back has
therapist.
Been hurting a little bit.
You know, I did the background on you as well. So you do yoga, you model. You got a sense of humor.
Me?
So she's a comedian and an actress and a dancer.
Everything.
So
she
do a lot.
Triple,
you know.
I'm just
grateful to be here with you.
I have a photo shoot coming up, a polyandry photo shoot coming up, which is going to be amazing. I have two fashion shows coming up. So this year, the end of this year is about to be dope. So I'm just excited.
I'm ready.
Mr. Love?
What am I doing? I am right after this premiere. And then right after our amazing time on this party bus afterwards.
So it's supposed to be two stripper poles.
Yes. And I'm ready.
Two.
And then a drink. Women. And the drinks for the night, I know this is called Edges on the Beach. Why Edges on the Beach?
So it's something, first of all, it's something about a woman with edges. If you got edges, so I call it E2,
uh-huh.
Which is if you got energy and edges, you for me.
Tell
you feel me? Energy and edges, we good.
You have another drink called Black Men Don't Cheat.
Black Men Don't Cheat Long Island.
So we're going to need men to drink that
talk
night.
The elixir.
Black Men Don't Cheat Long Island.
And so I'm looking forward to the whole experience.
That's going to be, if that's dark liquor, then that's a lie. Okay.
Listen to
me. Dark liquor. They're going to cheat tonight.
It's that light. It's the light one.
It's the light. I love it. Okay, so we looking forward to it. Harper Theater. It's August 29th. It's a Thursday night. It starts at 7 p.m. It ends at 8:30. We're looking forward to the party bus. Afterwards, it's going to be music. It's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. And overall, it's going to be a good time with good people. And we're looking forward to it. Please tell everybody out there how you could be found. Where should we follow
Ladies
you?
First.
Ladies first.
I'm Leosha Wallace. You can follow me on Facebook as Sashay Wallace. You can follow me on Instagram. Lee the Queen, that's L-E-E the Queen _ Snapchat Lily the Goddess. Y'all don't have to if y'all don't want to.
You better do that.
Come on now.
Look, I know we was giving out everything we was doing. Well, look, you guys, I do have an acting workshop coming up September 7th.
Okay.
It's called Acting 411. I'm giving you the information that you need to know, because a lot of people do want to get in this business, and like I said, I'm a humble guy.
And they don't
But you know, they do call me Bookum for a reason.
Bookum.
I learned this business inside out. Literally, I wanted to be in a. I'm gonna throw this out there because I keep doing it every time. They shut me down. I'm like the Michael Jordan, because on West Side, remember West Side had lyrics all the time.
Yeah, using it.
I was trying to be Ray Charles in lyrics, and they said I wasn't good enough. Now I do Ray Charles around the city. You know. So
Mark Spencer.
Yeah.
Was he there? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. You have a flashback.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. So
tell him to come to the premiere, Mark.
Yeah.
Come
so I'm doing September 7th. I am doing an acting workshop. And also I have a movie coming out in theaters this Christmas called Holiday Heist. And I mean definitely every Wednesday night at 9:30, tune in to Southside on Comedy Central.
Southside.
It's the number one Chicago show the city.
Yep.
It's Comedy Central highest rated show since 2017. So make sure you guys check it out. And you can follow me. Shout out to my agent. I always tell people don't mess with my mama or my agent, Michelle Hayes. All right. And you can follow me on all social media platforms at Edward Williams III. That's three eyes at the end. On Instagram, it's Edward Williams _ three eyes at the end. And appreciate you.
Okay,
I appreciate you.
And
I love
you.
The opportunity.
And Edward III, also known as Kevin Hart.
Talking about
Kevin Hart.
Big Kevin Hart.
Any animal.
Well, check this out. You know me, Kevin Hart, and 50 Cent, we all share the same birthday, July 6th.
Really?
All of us got the same birthday. That's we all cancers
wow.
in life.
That's all wow. of us.
You didn't know that, did you?
That's,
okay.
That's creepy. That.
See,
yeah.
that's,
all three of us got the same birthday.
Crazy.
So I said, once I get up there, we all going to just celebrate together.
So I'm going to call you Kevin Sent for now.
Yo, just
Kevin
make Sent. Sure you send me the invites. You know, I
Kevin
tell
Jackson.
Everybody that's on my show, we family. And,
absolutely.
And once you're on the Shypedia podcast, that's it. We family. We was family before that, but
we
now we even
no,
closer.
No. We definitely, we family. No,
yeah,
we family. You start digging into my past.
And Mr. Love, did you get your info out there?
I did.
Okay.
This was beyond an amazing interview. Great energy. I appreciate you for inviting us. But for the people who are looking for me on social media,
the people you are attracting on social media.
The people I'm attracting on social media, Shiest, Chiest, Love, Love, Music, Music, all one word. We are going to have an amazing time at this premiere, Harper Theater. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., Michael Jackson's birthday. Come celebrate with us. Come on the red carpet.
I'm sure we can hear some of that music then, too.
No, come on now. Come through. So I appreciate you, Marsha. Thank you so much. This was amazing.
All right. Thank you. I'll see everyone tomorrow night. You know, come looking cute and all that. And, thank you.
Bring
the minks out, y'all. Bring the minks out.
Corey DeMond.
Bring the minks out for tomorrow.
Bring them out.
Bring the minks and the stilettos.